And I think a lot of what your job is almost like similar to my job as a therapist. I think you're a tattoo artist, but you're also a therapist. You're really connecting with people on a very deep level a lot of times, right?
Right. Whether it's, you know, couples or families that come in. But I mean, when somebody sits down in my chair, like they're just wide open. I never know what they're going to say. And I have to be prepared for the most intimate of details.
I'm Julie Bullitt. I've been a family therapist for over 30 years.
I'm David Bullitt. I've been a divorce and family lawyer for more than 35 years.
Together, we have been married for more than 37 years.
In our professional practices, the two of us have been witnesses to individuals and families struggling with life's most difficult challenges. In this podcast, we will talk about the conversations we have had,
the conversations we should have had,
and those that every relationship needs to have in order to find success, happiness, and fulfillment.
This is Conversations for Couples,
the podcast. Welcome back to Conversations for Couples,
the podcast.
So we're a little outside our norm a little bit. I mean, we've had therapists, we've had lawyers, we've had doctors, we've had sex therapists. I mean, I don't even know all the different people. We've had different types of experts. But today we stray into a different field and a different area insofar as how it connects with relationships and couples. And this was really something that popped up recently, and it was your idea. And joining us today from Tantric Tattoo in Sandy Spring, Maryland, is the one and only founder of Tantric Tattoo, Tina Marie. Welcome, Tina. Great to have you. So, Julie, why don't you dive in here and let's talk a little bit about what made you think this was a good topic for us. And I think it is, by the way, but you're the creative mind of this team. So you tell me what you think.
Yeah. So I think recently David and I got matching tattoos with a meaning of to have a good eye for each other. We had seen a TV show and something just struck us and I said, let's get a tattoo. So we found Tina. We knew actually this wasn't David's first tattoo with you. So it was nice for him to go back. And I know that a lot of the tattooing that you do at Tantric Tattoo is around nipple reconstructive, kind of helping women that have lost their breasts, you know, get a tattoo so it looks more, you know, I hate using the word normal, but I guess normal. And then we started talking about that and you were talking about the connection and couples coming in and kind of all of that. And I thought, wow, this is a really interesting topic. So yeah, that's why I thought it was a good idea to have Tina on. And I'd love to hear, you know, kind of what your thoughts are around all of the tattooing and relationships and healing that tattoos can bring.
No, you would never. And when I started in 95, like it was a quite different business. And, you know, people came in, there was flash all over the walls, pictures. That's what the pictures of just things you could get. You could make minimal changes and then you just picked one and that's what you got. And that was way before the internet, way before, you know, all of technology got into things. And it was pretty much a man's business, the tattoo world. And I always tried to bring a more kind and caring side, as because sometimes it could be really harsh and abrupt for clients to come in. And at the early on, I started having women ask me about areolas, and I didn't specialize at them at the time. So I had done some, I had fixed some that some doctors had done initially. When it all started happening, like they would take a couple day course and then they'd put these circles on women and then they just have orange circles on their breasts, which didn't look nice.
Yeah.
But, I would have never thought all those years ago that tattooing would, one, be healing, and two, when it comes into the component of couples, you know, couples get tattooed together for lots of reasons. And I think that's what we were talking about after you watched your show. And I want to get your tattoo too. So
before we get to the couples part, I want to talk to you a little bit about the healing aspect, because that's really interesting to me. Tell me, what do you mean by that? How is it healing to someone who comes to see you, who gets a tattoo for a medical or, you know, dermatological, whatever, medical related issue?
Well, one, it doesn't have to be a paramedical reason. I'll tell you that in my 40s, I had an incident where I was almost killed by a dog. And I had kind of just come into myself and started liking myself, you know, in your 40s when you, I'm sure, Julie, when you get around, you know how things go as a woman, you know, you kind of settle into yourself in your 40s. And shortly after that, I was attacked and my face was just gone, like gone, this part. So it was very traumatic, but it was, that's a whole nother story. It was it turned into a very spiritual time for me. And I went deep, because I had to in order to survive. During that healing, my healing from that event, I learned a lot of things. I learned that, okay, well, I have all these scars and I would like to do things about them. I don't like the way my face looks. I don't like this about, you know, and I would go into get treatments or surgeries. But it would always take me back to the incident. Like it was just, it became too much to go back to that time. So I kind of set a time and got to where I was comfortable and said, this is it. I'm not doing any more procedures. Mm-hmm. So when people come to me, some with a scar, some cutting scars or the areolas, or I work with lots of veterans. When they come, taking control of that situation, something that happened to you and that, you know, you have no control over, you need to reframe that. It's a very important part of the piece of healing from that. You reframe that. I mean, I've had people come for all different kinds of, I had this one woman who ran a hospital in the area, and she had these, she's a brown skin, and she had these little pink circles on the back of her heels and some on her toes from wearing shoes, being poor, wearing shoes. And those were scars. And so it was very important to her to be able to wear shoes that were backless shoes and those scars not show. And I'm like, no one's looking at your toes. But it was really important to her. And that was a healing moment for her. I mean, who am I to say what it works? But it definitely, you know, there's so many things where it heals a part of you. A part of you that you're focused on something that you don't like about yourself. And when you can change that and make it to something that you can like about yourself, it's very important.
Yeah, I love that, you know, you were talking about the reframing, because that in therapy as a therapist, that is a lot of what I do for people or with people is to get them to, you know, acknowledge this hard thing, but how else could you look at it? Whether it was a growth moment or, you know, did something beautiful come out of it from a strength, you know, like your accident with the dog's attack. And I was thinking, you know, like generally people get tattoos to remember people, you know, and I wasn't really thinking about like all the power of the healing of, you know, things in that way. So I love that. Is there a time that you can remember, you know, maybe a couple coming in that, you know, got a special tattoo or, you know, did something in that way?
I mean, there's times when couples come in a lot to get tattooed, sometimes they come and they want each other's names, which I totally don't suggest.
That's so funny.
Divorced now?
Well, I said to David, because when I got my first tattoo, he's like, well, you should put my initials. I said, oh, heck no, because then I'm going to be, if something happens in our relationship, I'm going to be trying to find somebody with DB for the initials. And that's, you know, that's just going to make it a little too hard. So I agree 100%.
People do that, but they also get, they take it, you know, they get symbols, they get things where, you know, like if someone were to get one thing on one arm and the other person got something on the other arm, when they're holding their hands, they match, those kind of things. But to go deeper, you know, there's a, if you lose a child, there's a local family, the Popex. I don't know if you know the Popex, but they lost their son, Alex. I became the official tattoo artist for, you know, them. I was tattooing the Betsy and Lynn for a long time. So I started tattooing as soon as he passed and did his grandparents and everybody. But at the very end, you know, Bart and Betsy came here and it's a great environment, keep the environment nice and warm and welcoming for lots of different reasons, but that's for one of them. I want people to come here and feel like they're at home and that they can relax. And so they came and we started the tattoos, and Bart was, and he's not gonna care that I mentioned their names. He was, you know, very against tattoos. One, he's Jewish, and you know, that's not a rule, by the way. Don't get tattooed if you're Jewish. But he's like, I'm never going to get another tattoo again. And we cried and all the things, you know, I was there helping them process this terrible thing. Like, and what a gift for me to be able to do something for someone so personal. Yeah. And be involved in that situation. Like, I see that as an honor. Like, I take, when anybody comes to me and they've, you know, lost a family member, I take that very seriously and, you know, acknowledge their loss and help them move through it. Because again, that is a healing that's happening, you know, it's a healing. So that, you know, for something like that, if you lost a child or, you know, or even like a stillbirth or a miscarriage, those things people come for. But I can think of one of my most moving tattoos was, I, at one time I would go out to plastic surgeons' offices before I had Tantric. I would go out to plastic surgeons' offices and work with their patients and tattoo in the office. And, you know, those women were getting 3D areolas. And a lot of times the husbands are involved in that process, which I encourage, because it's not just the woman that something like that affects. You know, it, okay, you come home, you've been disfigured, and now you have to, your husband has to look at that, right? And you're thinking all these things in your head that he doesn't love me, he doesn't want me, I don't look the same. And it affects how you treat each other, whether you realize it or not. And some people don't realize that they lose a part of their connection, their intimacy. And I think I was telling you, you know, I've had husbands more so than the women, like, write me letters. I couldn't find that poem. This one man wrote me the sweetest poem about giving him his wife back. And he was so, like, thankful to have that part of her back and that part of them, you know, because she was now looking at herself like she was beautiful again. I have another patient that her and her husband came to the doctor's office, and she was very meek and timid and couldn't really answer a lot of questions for me. And I'm a big drag the information out because this is permanent. And I want to pull out all the information. She had a situation where she had capsular contraction, which was the implants were getting squeezed and she had several procedures, but they were shifting like this, you know, and that wasn't going to change. They got to a place where she had to accept that that's what was. So now she has these two bubbles on her chest. She was very thin with scars going across them. And so she carried herself like she was, you know, kind of hunched over. And her husband came into the room and he did most of the talking. She did very little talking. And I kept trying to get more information out. So then I said, you know what, why don't you guys, now that you have some options, you know, areola tattooing was not an option for her because I can't put areolas on something that's like this, then they're really going to stand out. You know, you want them to be like this. So I said, these are your options. Let's think about, now that the possibilities are literally endless, what I can do to make you feel empowered and, you know, beautiful again. So they went home and then I said, next time let's meet for coffee. I said, but I'd really just like to meet with you. Her name was Christine, is Christine. And so we met for coffee and, you know, I told her, I was like, you know, I know that your husband is very involved in this and you guys, this is a process for you, but this is about you taking care of you and reclaiming your body. So it's really important to me that most of these ideas come from you. So they decided that they wanted to create like this lacy bra for her and hide little symbols about them and their lives into the bra. So that's what we did. And Christine,
how long did it take you to do that?
8 hours.
God.
8 hours.
So and, was it one session?
She wanted to do it one session. She was all in. She wanted, and I was like, are you sure? This isn't, I mean, some places she didn't have feeling, so that was fine. But yeah, she was all in. And she came by herself, and she came again. She walked in with this hunched over look, you know, not very meek and mild. And I could literally see her energy change before my eyes. Like she just, the more we tattooed, the more we processed, the bigger she got, the more open she got. And, so by the time we finished her tattoo, like she would have walked out of the office with her shirt off. Like she was just bam, this is me now. Like,
and I love that.
Of course, that affected the way she felt about herself, but it affected the way she felt about her relationship again, because, you know, and then her and her husband, they were so happy. Like it is a thing for her, but like I said, it's a thing that happens to your relationship and you wouldn't necessarily think of all these things. And I wouldn't really be so connected to these things if I hadn't had my accident. Like I wouldn't know what I know that's important if I didn't go through something very traumatic that required me to look for other answers.
Yeah, what I really love about what you do and what you just talked about is that people feel better when they leave than when they came in, which parenthetically is very different than my job. But by the way, it doesn't happen that often that way. But it's really unique, I think, and you bring this sort of not just enjoyment of your work, but this sort of sensitivity. I mean, even with this little thing that Julie and I did, you knew I needed to eat lollipops right and left, and you made me feel comfortable. And that's a big difference from the story that you just told. But I I'm struck a little bit, folks, for those of you out there who are listening and not watching this on YouTube, Tina has a poster of a tiger behind her. And it says below that, be your own beauty, which I love because it means... Yeah, it's great. Well, I'm glad you forgot about it because it's terrific and it's so meaningful in so many ways, right?
Yeah. That's so cool. And and I think a lot of what your job is almost like similar to my job as a therapist. I think you're a tattoo artist, but you're also a therapist. You're really connecting with people on a very deep level. a lot of times, right?
Right. Whether it's, you know, couples or families that come in. But I mean, when somebody sits down in my chair, they're just wide open. I never know what they're going to say. And I have to be prepared for the most intimate of details.
Yes.
Sometimes I know what to do.
Whether you want to hear them or not, right?
Yes. That's so cool. Well, we loved coming to you and felt really good. And, I really enjoyed this conversation. Tina, if people want to get in touch with you, whether it's to ask a question or to think about a tattoo, or even, you know, women that need some nipple tattoos that have been through some difficult times, how do they get in touch with you?
Best way is to email me, tantrictattoos@gmail.com.
Okay.
Right, folks, we're going to include that in our show notes. And Tina, you told me that there are people that come to see you from out of town with some degree of regularity. Yeah. So those of you who are not in the DC Baltimore area, you can't do better than Tina at Tantric Tattoo. So
yes.
So you
like think, we think website? So. We think so.
A good eye.
Sometimes it's harder than others. Yeah.
Yes.
We're working on it.
We're working on it. You don't know how many times this tattoo lately has come into use for me.
Yep. Both ways. Well,
both ways. Yep.
Tina, you've been terrific. Thank you so much for taking your time. I know it's always busy at your place, and taking the time out of your day has been great. Folks, it's so great to have you. Folks, as always, this is Conversations for Couples,
the podcast.
See you next time.
Julie Bullitt is a professionally licensed clinical social worker and family therapist. David Bullitt is a divorce and family lawyer. Julie is not your therapist, and David is not your lawyer. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only.